很高兴能够和西雅图的弟兄姊妹聚在主面前。
I'm so happy to be able to gather together before the Lord with the brothers and sisters in Seattle.
啊，这一次我来呢，没有准备什么特别的信息。
I don't have any special message prepared in this time.
我是想和我们中间，特别是年轻一代的弟兄姊妹，有一点啊，心里面的交通。
I just want to share with you a few thoughts from my heart, especially to the young ones among us.
我要交通的题目是属灵的根基。
The theme of this sharing is the spiritual foundation.
这个根基呢，就是我们生命的操练。
And this foundation is the very exercise in our life.
好，我们请读几处的经文。
Let's go into the scriptures together first.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节和二十五节。
Verses 24 and 25.
或者我们讲读到二十七节好了。
We'll just all the way to, go to 27.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock.And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was his fall.
以赛亚书二十八章第十六节。
The book of Isaiah 28 verse 16.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
Isaiah 28 verse 16. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节。
First Corinthians 3:19.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。第三章第十一节。
First Corinthians 3:11. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Christ Jesus.
使徒行传第十一章第二十五、二十六节。
Acts 11 verses 25 and 26.
他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Acts chapter 11 verses 25 and 26. And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came about that for an entire year they met with the church and taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
诗篇137篇第七节。
Psalm 137 verse 7。
耶路撒冷遭难的日子，以东人说拆毁拆毁，直拆到根基。耶和华啊，求你纪念这仇。
Psalm Psalm 137, verse 7. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation.
我们的神是有目的的神。
Our God is a God of purpose.
因着他的目的, 他有计划来执行, 达到他的目的。
And because of such purpose, he has a plan and a method to achieve to this purpose.
不仅在教会整体, 神是这样工作,
not only collectively in the church that he works,
并且我们每一个个人蒙恩得救, 我们的人生, 神也是这样引领。
And it's the same for each individual as he leads.
在哥林多前书里面, 保罗说到, 教会是神所耕种的田地。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul says that the church is the very foundation of which he is planting.
他也说到教会是神所建造的房屋。
He also says that the church is the house in which he built.
所以他在得着教会之前, 先打发他的儿子。 来地上做人。
So before he gains the church, he sends his son to the earth to become a man.
他经历了你我所有人生可能遭遇、可能经历的事物。
And he experiences all of the things that you and I experience.
他为我们成全了救恩。
And so he accomplished salvation for us.
把他自己就是那丰盛的新生命赐给每个接受他的人。
And he gave us his very abundant new life to all those who receive him.
所以保罗看见了这个救恩。
So Paul sees this salvation.
他就说我们是神所耕种的田地。
So therefore he says we are the very soil of which he plants.
他也说我们就是教会是他所建造的房屋。
And he says we the church is the very house which he built.
在马太福音第七章里面, 主耶稣也用建造房屋来比喻我们属灵的人生。
And in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus uses this building a house to describe and depict our life.
我们可能对建造房屋并不是很内行。
We may not be experts in building houses.
有一次有一个弟兄问我, 他是做建筑的。
One time, a brother who studies architect asked me this question.
他说你知道盖一个房子啊, 他的经费花在打根基上面大概是百分之多少。
And he asked me, do you know how much is the expenses in proportion to building that house?
好,我说大概,
in terms of the foundation?
大概是5%吧。
And it's maybe 5%?
他说不对。
He says no.
他说10%到20%。
About 10 to 20%.
我说真有那么多吗?
And I said, really that much?
我们可以把一个房子上面盖得很漂亮。
We can build the outside structure very beautifully.
但是如果根基人看不见的地方, 我们都不做。
But if we neglect the part that we don't see, which is the foundation,
我们知道在中国大陆有一个称呼, 这种工程叫做什么呢?
What do the people from China call this kind of work?
我相信很多从国内出来的弟兄姊妹都知道, 这个叫做豆腐渣工程。
And I think the mainlanders know that this is the kind of work that is like the scraps or the remaining parts of the tofu.
不知道怎么翻啊。
I'm not sure exactly what that is either.
Crumbling structure.
Crumbling structures.
这个很容易就垮下来。
It's so easy to collapse.
外面很好看。
Outwardly is very nice.
人看起来进去都是新的。
When you go inside, every single thing is brand new.
但是经不起考验。
And yet it cannot be tested.
所以有一个学建筑的姊妹告诉我。
So this one sister who studied architect told me.
如果不注重根基的这些建筑,
if these architecture are not paying attention to the foundation,
使用年限大概最多25年,
its lifespan is probably 25 years with usage.
所有的经营, 所有的花费, 都收不回来。
And nothing can recoup the cost.
今天基督徒, 属灵的人生, 主在我们还没有开始的时候就告诉我们, 你要注意根基。
And in our Christian spiritual growth, the Lord tells us that we need to pay attention to the foundation.
根基好, 上面的建造就稳固就耐久。
If that foundation is good and firm, then the growth and its outward side will be very firm and sturdy.
主耶稣告诉我们说, 我们的人生像建造一个房屋一样。
The Lord Jesus says that our lifetime is like building this house.
教会的侍奉，保罗也告诉我们，是神要在我们身上建造他的房屋。
And our services for the church, Paul says that it's God's building his house.
好的根基至少有几个条件。
A good foundation at least must have several qualifications.
第一个，这个根基要在一个好的基址上面，一个好的 plot。
First of all, this foundation must start on a good plot.
好，最近我们有一位弟兄，他想盖一个房子。
Recently, a brother of ours wants to build a house.
他看到一块他可以能力可以购买的一块地。
He found a place that he was financially able to afford.
但是我们去，他邀我去看一看。
He asked me to go to take a look.
那块地看起来很好。
The piece of land looks very nice.
但是后来我们去调查了以后，
But after we did more research,
发现那一块地呢是 field land.
And then we realized that piece of land is a field land.
所以它所有的土都不是原来的。
So, and all of the soil was not from its original place.
而且它里面 fill 了什么，是我们还要挖出来才知道。
And we have to dig up the landfill to find out what those soils are.
所以那一块地呢，不是一个好的 plot.
So that land was not a good plot.
弟兄姊妹们，你我的心就是那块地。
Brothers and sisters, your heart and mind is like that land.
那么主要在我们这个不好的 plot 上面盖呢，感谢主，你蒙恩得救了，你里面有一块磐石。
We thank the Lord that even though we don't have a good piece of land in us, but after we're saved, we have a rock inside.
所以主说你的生命，你的生活要建在这个磐石上，而不是建在你原来的心上面。
So therefore the Lord says, you are to build your life on this rock, not in your heart.
以赛亚告诉我们说，这一块石头是经过试验的。
Isaiah tells us that this rock was once tested.
是可靠的。
It's worthy and it's trustable. It's very firm.
这个石头就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是今天在你我里面我们经历的那个新生命。
And this is the new life that you and I can experience.
或者你可以这样讲，就是有时候圣灵带给我的这个恩膏的教导。
Or we can even say that this is the anointing the Holy Spirit has given to us.
这是属灵建造好的根基第一个条件。
This is the first qualification of a good building up, of a spiritual building.
立在那个磐石上。
And it must be built on that rock.
但是我们要能够找到这个磐石，这个根基呢，要挖得深。
And in order to be able to find this rock, we have to dig the foundation very deeply.
我曾经认识一个弟兄，他以前在香港是做建筑的。
I know a brother who used to do architectural work in Hong Kong.
他参与了这个香港啊，有一个大桥叫到飞机场的，叫做青衣大桥。
And he participated in building this bridge in the Hong Kong airport.
他那个桥你去过就知道，很高的。
This bridge is very very high.
把两个岛屿中间的这个海湾呢，就把它连接起来。
It connects the port between two islands.
我问他建桥最难的是什么？
So I asked him, what was the most difficult part of your job in building this? And he said that's making the foundation.
他说我们要用炸药炸底下的，挖底下的，直到碰见底下的基岩。
He says we need to use dynamite to explode it, so that we can actually find the final soil underneath.
我们知道911以后呢，在纽约曼哈顿那个 Twin Tower 没有了。
You know that after the Twin Tower was gone after 911,
经过了六年的痛苦，美国决定了有财团投资在那里再建一座标志的建筑。
So after 6 years of pain, they finally were able to have an organization that was willing to build up an architect.
现在你去纽约可以看到那个建筑。
Now if you go to New York, you can see this building.
那个建筑被称作 1WTC, the First World Trade Center.
So we know this is called the 1WTC.
你知道它有多高吗？
Do you know how tall that building is now?
从地面到它最顶上面是1046英尺。
From the land surface to the very top is 1,446 square feet.
那么它底下在没有往上盖以前，它地基打了多深呢？
Do you know how deep was the foundation before it started to build upward?
是它地面高度的三分之一。
It's one third of the measure height of the ground level.
它才真正的挖到底下的基岩。
Then we can finally get to the very bottom of this land.
我们知道曼哈顿岛本身就是一块石头。
We know that the island Manhattan is just a piece of rock too originally.
但是他们要建一个那样大的建筑，它不仅是地面的石头，它要达到底下的 base rock.
And in order to build up very high, we have to dig down into the very lowest base rock.
那是非常的深的。
Very, very deep.
350英尺，超过100公尺。
350 feet deep.
弟兄姊妹，这是好的根基。
This is a good foundation.
你知道我们的主耶稣来到地上，他真正被人认识只有三年多一点点的时间。
You know, when our Lord Jesus was on earth, people really knew him with 3.5 years time span.
在那之前呢，他有30年的隐藏。
Before he came into public ministry, he hid himself for 30 years.
是30年是他的根基。
These 30 years became his foundation.
主耶稣做人跟你我一模一样的。
The Lord Jesus lived as a man, just like you and I.
如果那个时候有 kindergarten 呢，主耶稣也要去上 kindergarten。
If there's a kindergarten, Jesus had to go to kindergarten.
好，今天我们每一个人，他没有是跳级的。
None of us can skip grades.
好，今天我们很多人 skip grade， 因为我们太 smart 了。
A lot of us are too smart. We can skip many grades.
或者父母亲呢，把你压得太紧了。
Or that you have been oppressed too much by your parents.
但是根基就是根基。
The foundation is foundation.
你必须要实实在在。
You must be firm and solid.
第三个，好的根基要得着这好的根基，需要忍耐。
Thirdly, to gain a good foundation, you must have patience.
我读了那一篇报道，这个 First World Trade Center.
When I read the report on the First World Trade Center,
当他要完工的时候，大家都称赞，大家都喝彩。
At the finished work, everybody praised.
有一个记者就问那个 construction 的 general manager.
One of the reporters asked the project manager of this whole construction.
他说你在建这个 building 啊，最痛苦的时候是什么？
He says, what was the most painful part of your life in building building this building?
或者你最难过的经验是什么？ Most frustrating experience.
What is your most frustrating experience?
他说就是挖根基的时候。
And that is the time when I was digging
the foundation. 你知道花多长时间吗？
Do you know how long it took?
是2006年4月开工的。
From April of 2000.
你知道那是很隆重的，因为大家都很悲伤，盼望能够重新建立起希望来。
It was a very difficult time because people were still grieving.
啊，所以他们呢有一个很隆重的 dedication 呢在那里开工。
So they had a very solemn dedication when the work started.
所以很多人带着期望，天天经过那里看这个什么时候建起来。
So people came by with a lot of high expectations, waiting for it to come up.
2006年的四月份开工，到
from 2006
April of 2006 begins the construction.
From April of 2006,
然后到2009年的十二月，地面才平了。
From December of 2009, we came to the surface.
超过多少？三年半的时间。
3.5 years.
他说，开头的时候人看，哇，这么大的洞了。
At first, people said, "Wow, look at this big hole."
然后呢，就有人说，怎么还没有看见盖好什么东西呢？
And then later, people said, "What's going on here? Nothing's happening."
他说，每一个经过的人都会问说，你们到底有没有在做工啊？
And everybody that came through said, "Are you guys still working in this place?"
你们到底有没有在努力啊？
Are you really working hard here?
弟兄姊妹，这就是打根基所需要的东西，需要忍耐。
So this is the patience that we need in doing the foundation.
被别人批评。
People will criticize.
被别人论断。
Or even judge.
被别人误会。
Misunderstand.
被别人看不起。
And even despise you.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
我们今天常常上面的东西给别人看的，但是底下的东西是主看的。
The things outwardly people can see, but the things in the inward state the Lord sees.
我们蒙恩得救了以后，会有一段的日子，或者一生。我们都是在打根基。
As soon as we're saved and all our life, we are doing the foundation.
若是你我有勇士的眼光，就知道真正的侍奉是从永远开始。
If you and I have this eternal perspective, we know that true service starts in eternity.
今天你我所有的遭遇、经历、教会里面各样的问题，都是在打根基。
Today, all of our circumstances and issues and situations and all that we're going through are just part of building the foundation.
请大家记得。 第一个，你要立在磐石上。
First, remember, we must start a foundation on the rock.
你必须在每一件事物中摸到基督。
In every single issue or item, we must be in touch with Christ.
站在基督的里面。
Standing in Him.
第二个，我们要打得深。
Secondly, the foundation must be deep.
不要随随便便的照着自己的习惯，照着自己的眼光，我们就觉得过去了。
It must not be done carelessly and according to how we think are right.
要打得深。
It must go deep.
然后我们需要忍耐。
And then we need patience.
再讲一个点。
Going on.
这个 World Trade Center 盖好以后。
After the World Trade Center was erected.
你知道在开始往上盖的时候钱就不够了。
We know that once it gets started to build on the ground level, they ran out of money.
盖到一半的时候呢，这个所有的原来的 budget 就已经用完。
Halfway through, they exhausted their budget.
为什么呢？因为所有的大部分的代价都发在根基上。
Because most of the expenses were already spent on the foundation.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你要有好的根基，你必须有一个心智肯付这个代价。
Brothers and sisters, in order to have a good foundation, you must have the ambition to pay that price.
好，今天我们很容易享受主的爱，但是要我们为主付一点代价，不一定有人肯的。
Today it's so easy to enjoy His love, and yet to have someone to really pay the price, not too many people are willing.
我年轻的时候唱一首诗歌。
When I was young, I sang this song.
我记得那时候我们大学生的基督徒团契里面常常唱这首诗。
I remember in our college days, a lot of us sing the song.
那首诗歌说：“众人涌进主的国度，十架少人要。”
Says many crowd the Savior's kingdom, but not too many want the cross.
我们都想跟主同得荣耀，但是今天付一点代价，我们说不要了，我们的孩子他们受不了的啦。
We all want to gain and get the glory of God, but if you want your children to pay the price, we say, oh no, no, it's too hard for our children.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，特别我们年轻的一代。
Brothers and sisters, especially our young couples.
我要告诉你们，你们需要付代价。
I need to tell you, you've got to pay the price.
有时候碰见一些事情来，你要在主面前靠主。
When things come to you, you have to rely on Him to overcome it.
没有代价的东西都是不值钱的东西。
If you have not paid that price, then it's a very cheap stuff.
你知道主给我们的救恩是极其贵重的救恩。
We know that the salvation the Lord has given to us is tremendously costly.
神父的那个代价，我每次剥饼的时候想到，我就稀奇，我这个人怎么值得他付那么重的代价。
And every time when I break bread, I'm just amazed how come that God is willing to pay that price for me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得主贵对你还不够好呢？
Do you ever feel that the Lord is not good enough for you?
每次我要的主怎么这么慢才答应我呢？
Whatever I want, how come He's so slow in answering me?
不。
No.
你要知道，主要让你认识救恩的宝贵。
The Lord wants you to come to recognize the preciousness of His salvation.
你知道根基是今天撒旦最想要得着的。
We know that the foundation is something Satan wants to gain the most.
他可以让你上面盖得很漂亮，但是叫你没有根基。
He can allow you to have a beautiful structure outwardly, but inside you have no foundation.
我到美国来今年第41年。
This is my 41st year in the States.
我到美国就对美国的教会非常的留意。
And I really pay attention to the states and the church in the States.
所有有名的传道人，我差不多听他们的广播，看他们的电视节目。
A lot of the famous evangelists and preachers I have seen their messages and heard them.
Watch their 这个 TV program.
And watch the TV program.
我很 faithful.
I was very faithful. I would watch them a lot.
好，我不是说弟兄姊妹你们都要花这个时间，我是有一个目的的。
I did that for a purpose.
我看见神把这样的恩赐给这个人，我真是羡慕，为教会感恩了。
I was very thankful for the church that God has given such a gifted person.
但是很可惜的。
But sadly.
非常可惜的。
Very sad.
那个时候那些被主重用的今天都垮掉了。
That those people that have been well used by the Lord today.
弟兄姊妹，根基的问题。
It's an issue of foundation.
根基都是很小的事情。
Foundations are very small things.
所以你读马太福音第五章到第七章呢，讲的都是一眼一目了然的事情，对不对？
And it seems very obvious to you when you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
比如说一开头说不要发脾气。
Just like in the beginning, Matthew chapter 5 says, do not be angry.
连我那个四岁的小外孙都知道。
And even my grandchildren, daughter who's 4 or 5 years old, she knows.
常常吃饭的时候他爱吃肉，妈妈要他吃青菜他就发脾气了。
And he likes to eat meat and not veggies, and he gets very angry when his mom wants him to eat veggies.
我的亲家很好啊，在那里就教他，你发脾气就是小魔鬼在你心里面做主了。
And so my in-laws would say, well, you know, if you get angry, then the little devil is inside of you.
就教他你要怎么打根基，你要发脾气，你要喊主耶稣啊，救我。
And so every time you're about to be angry, you have to say, Lord Jesus, please save me.
有一次我女儿打电话来。
One time my daughter called us.
我们就问她 Joshua 好不好。
So I asked her, how's Joshua?
她说有一很 funny 的事情。
And she says, Mom, something very funny happened.
她说那一天她吃饭了，又觉得肉不够，要她吃青菜，她发脾气了。
So,at the dinner table, he was upset that he had too much veggies and not enough meat.
他姐姐坐在旁边，我们那个小外孙女 Bethany.
So Bethany sitting across from him.
就跟弟弟讲，弟弟啊，小心小魔鬼哦。
And so Bethany says, Joshua, watch out, little devils in your heart.
结果这个小弟弟一想到这个，赶快吃了。
And so the Joshua heard this and immediately he started to eat the.
吃完以后啊，他就自己上楼去玩。
Then afterward, he went upstairs.
下楼是像小老头。不要，
so、
他抱着手像他爷爷一样下楼说：“哦，主耶稣救我。”
So he came downstairs with his hand claps in front of him, and he says, "Oh, 主啊，主啊。”
弟兄姊妹们，这叫做根基。
This is foundation.
我们没有一个人是不会发脾气的。
Everyone will be angry sometime.
弟兄姊妹，老亚当的天性在每一个温柔的人里面就是会发脾气。
The old Adamic nature is in all of us gentle people, and that is that we are willing to be angry.
你里面有一个磐石。
But inside you have a rock.
仇敌最喜欢就是夺这些东西。
And the enemy wants to take these away from you.
你知道今天我们都受过教育。
We have all been educated.
我们的心思都受过开发，都受过训练。
And our minds have been trained.
有时候讲到的人没有条理，听到的人很有条理。
Sometimes the person who's preaching is not very organized, but those of you who are listening, you are very organized.
所以讲到的人不知道自己讲什么，听到的人一祷告把他到了井井有条的祷告一遍。
And so even though the person who's preaching may be disorderly in the arrangement, but then when a person prays, he prays in a very organized way.
我有时候好稀奇啊，弟兄姊妹这么会听到。
I'm amazed at how brothers and sisters can really listen to a good message.
但是那是不是根基呢？
Is that foundation?
不是。
No.
真正的根基，主耶稣告诉我们，他自己就是那根基。
The Lord Jesus tells us that He Himself is this foundation.
而这些根基常常是我们忽略的。
And oftentimes we neglect this foundation.
我们就凭着我们听过的道去服事。
We serve according to the messages that we've heard.
你就发现出现很多很多的问题。
Then you realize a lot of problems come.
所以诗篇里面看那个作诗的人讲，仇敌啊，就是以东啊。他说拆毁拆毁，把耶路撒冷拆毁到什么？拆毁到根基。
So therefore the psalmist says that Edomites want to raise it and raise it all the way to the foundation.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以我请大家好好的去读马太福音第五章到第七章。
So I ask and plead you to really go into detail of Matthew 5, 6 and 7.
我们早期读的时候，很多弟兄姊妹告诉我们说你做不到的。
In my early days when we read this, a lot of people say, no, you cannot live this out.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你同不同意这句话，是我们绝对做不到。
According to ourselves, we can absolutely not live this out.
30多年前我在西雅图服事的时候，
In 30 some years ago when I was serving in Seattle,
我们带领一位年轻从大陆出来的姊妹，他信得住，年轻同学。
We took care of a young sister who was studying here from China.
啊，你知道那个时候中国国内出来的朋友啊，都充满了革命气息的。
And during those days when the people came out from China, they're full of ideology in
都是很强的。
They're very strong.
他说我信主啊，不像你们，我要做基督徒，我就做个标准基督徒。
And he says, I'm not like you guys. If I'm to be a Christian, I want to be the perfect Christian.
所以我们那时候一起读经，读到马太福音第五章到第七章。
So we read the Bible together, Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
她说我一定要做到，我要好好实行。
She says, for sure, I want to work out every single thing that is being taught here.
有一个弟兄就告诉她说，好，你好好去做。
And so one brother says, sure, you go ahead.
就不到一个月啊，有一天礼拜五读经聚会，她来了。
So within a month, she came to our Friday night Bible study.
她说啊，我好累啊。
She said, I am so tired.
我问她怎么累啊。
I asked why, how?
做基督徒啊，做得好累啊。
It's so tiring to be a Christian.
我明明要发脾气，我就咬我舌头一样，痛死啊。
I know I'm going to get angry, so I bit my tongue and I hurt.
是不是？
Is that true?
要我去跟人道歉。我死我也不道歉了。
I have to go to apologize. I don't want to do that because I didn't do anything wrong.
她很诚实啊。
She was honest.
她真的是很诚实。
Indeed, she was honest.
所以我很佩服党员啊。很多党员入党都是很诚实的。
So I really admire those communists because they are very honest because they want to try very hard.
但是她的根基是她自己。
But the problem is that foundation is that person himself.
他的力量是他自己。
His own strength.
真正基督徒主耶稣说，有了我的话就去行了。
The Lord Jesus, if you have my words and you acted upon it.
那个行就是生命的操练。
This acting upon it is the exercise of life.
那个行就是挖根基。
And this acting upon it is to dig the foundation.
所以有人问你怎么会不生气呢？
Some people will ask, how is it possible you will not get angry?
主就给你各样的机会让你生气。
The Lord Jesus will give you all the opportunities to allow you to be angry.
气到一个地步，你说主啊，我没办法了。
To the point you say, Lord, I give up.
除非你帮助我。
Unless you help me.
那么主就把他的甜美给你。
Then the Lord Jesus will give you His sweetness.
这样你就知道，每天早上起来亲近主多宝贵。
Then you realize how important and precious it is to draw near to the Lord in the morning.
你被主的甜美充满有多少？别人刺激你，你就感觉不到有多少。
How much sweetness you have felt from the Lord when people prick on you and stir you up, you will not feel that.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣就是那立好的根基。
The Lord Jesus is his established foundation.
所以保罗告诉基督徒说呢，我传福音给你们，就是把那立好的根基给你们了。
So the Apostle Paul says, I share the gospel with you is because I give you this firm foundation of Christ.
你现在在上面建造，你必须要实时的摸到这个根基，靠这个根基。
And to build up upon it, you have to, on a daily basis, rely on it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道在这些点上面，仇敌是绝对不放过。
We know that the enemy will absolutely not let us go over these points.
所以马太福音第五章到第七章啊。
So from Matthew 5 to 7.
我们看见那个有一个先看见那个目标，那个远景。
First we see that purpose and that goal.
就在马太福音第五章第二第三节开始。
From Matthew 5, verse 3 on.
一直到第二十节。
All the way to verse 20.
这前面讲到有八个福。
He talked about this eight beatitudes.
有神告诉我们说，那就是主的性格。
And we've been told that these are the very character of Christ.
这个性格是我们要达到的那个目标。
And this character of Christ is the goal by which we will attain to.
我们越多注视主啊，那个性格就越多反映在我们的心里面。
The more you gaze on the Lord, the more these characters will be reflected in your heart.
越多在生活的里面，我们留意的去学属灵的操练。
The more you pay attention to this exercise of life in your daily living,
我们就越发现我们离这个性格是何等的远。
The more you realize you're very distant from this particular character.
但是主告诉我们说，他在我们里面，他已经成全了这一切。
But then the Lord already confirm with us that he's accomplished this in us.
那么从第五章二十一节到第五章的四十八节。
So from Matthew 5:21 all the way to 48.
这里主耶稣讲了七样很平常的事情。
Here the Lord Jesus addresses seven very common things.
第一个不要生气。
First is not to be angry.
第二个，我们得罪人的时候。学习 say sorry.
Second of all, if you wrong somebody, learn to say sorry.
真诚的去认错。
Sincerely ask forgiveness.
跟人和好。
And to make peace.
第三个，对付我们眼目的情欲。
Deal with the lust of your eyes.
第四个
Fourthly,
在婚姻家庭的里面学对付自己脾气的功课。
In your family and marriage life, deal with your temper.
第五个
Five,
我们要留意自己的言语。
Watch your mouth, your tongue.
第六个
Six,
不要跟别人作对。
Don't deal with other people.
如果恶人要求你，你就加倍的帮他答应他的要求。
If people are asking something from you, go the extra mile.
这个英文就叫做走第二里路。
Go the extra mile.
第七个
Seven.
爱仇敌。
Love your enemies.
就是你爱人呢，不要选择性的爱。
Don't be selective in your love.
你知道在教会生活里面会有小圈圈，就是爱人有选择性的爱。
You know, in church life, there are a lot of little cliques, and that is when people are very selective in their love.
在社会上也是这样。
The same in our society.
我们需要在这些点上面求主扩大我们。
We need to ask the Lord to expand us.
而这七样东西啊，都是我们的己的生命里面的一些的难处。
These seven different items are the difficulties in our natural life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这都是仇敌常常在我们生活里面挑动我们破坏根基的地方。
And these are areas that the enemy constantly stir us up to destroy this foundation.
这七样事情，我简单的用今天的话来讲，就是管理自己的情绪。
And very simply, I can categorically label these seven things as your emotional management.
啊，弟兄姊妹，啊，可能对年轻弟兄姊妹，这个会比较容易记得，管理自己的情绪。
Maybe
怎么管理呢
？This is easier for the young people to remember. How do you manage your own emotional life?
要学会依靠主。
Learn to trust in the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你在自己人生中记不记得最厉害自己发脾气是什么事情
？Do you remember when was the last time you had the fiercest time in blowing up your temper？
这个在我自己身上啊，非常的深刻。
I have a deep memory of this in my life.
那是我厉害的失败。
I failed terribly.
而我发脾气不是发在不认识的人身上。
I did not blow my temper on somebody that I did not know.
发在我最亲爱、最爱我的人身上。
But it was on someone that I loved the most.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不是我们人生常常痛苦或者产生难处根基的原因
？Isn't this the root of a lot of our problems？
陌生人不一定带给你什么痛苦。
Strangers may not really bring a lot of pain.
但是你最爱的人，你伤过他了，你就成为痛苦。
But the person you love the most, if you have hurt this person, that will give you a lot of pain.
我其实小时候脾气就很不好。
I have a very bad temper even when I was young.
但是那些我都自己原谅自己了。我说别人跟我差不多。
But I'm always very self-forgiving. I think other people are just like me.
在我读大学的时候，我那时候已经蒙恩得救。
But when I was in college, I was already saved.
主也在我身上真的开我眼睛，尝到救恩的真实和宝贵。
The Lord really opened up my eyes, and I was able to taste the preciousness of His salvation.
我唱那首诗歌，像我们领诗弟兄讲的，是要从心里面唱。不是嘴巴唱唱的吧
？And the song we just sang, just like our song leader says, we must sing from our hearts, not just giving a verbal thing.
我跟主说，主，我真愿意像你。
I said, Lord, I really want to be like you.
主说好，你想像我吗
？And the Lord says, okay, you want to be like me.
有一个暑假，我回家，我父亲啊，要我帮他做一点事情。
One summer, I went home, and my father wanted me to do something.
填一个表格。
I had to fill a form.
我就谨谨慎慎的填。
I filled it out very carefully.
我觉得我为我父亲做事，他看得起我很受抬举啊。
And I felt that I was very honored that my father wanted me to do something for him.
所以我填好了，我就恭恭敬敬交给他，爸爸，我做完了。
So after I was done respectfully, I handed the form to him and said, Dad, I'm done.
结果我父亲看一下，他一点都不领情，你这还像大学毕业的人做的事吗
？And so once after he read the form, he says, You a college graduate, you did something like this?
那一天啊，我的自尊心整个人爆发了。
And that day, my self-pride was hurt.
我就大发脾气。
So I blew up at his face.
完全忘记我自己是谁。
I forgot who I was.
在我父亲面前啊，我就不留情面的跟他吵起来。
So I fought with him.
这个在我身上成为一个非常深刻的印象。
That deeply impressed in my heart.
我跟主说，主啊，怎么办呢
？I said, Lord, what am I going to do now?
我父亲那一天就再没讲话。
My father that day didn't say anymore.
啊，我在家里好像也没事一样。
And I acted as if I felt as if nothing happened. I was done with my temper.
但是到了下午啊， 我到房间去安静亲近主。
In the afternoon, I went to my room and I wanted to draw near to the Lord.
主不见了。
The Lord was gone.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那是很可怕的事情。
You know, this is a very frightening thing.
你不能祷告了。
You can't pray.
我就跪在那里。
I knelt there.
跪很久啊。
For a long time.
我说主，我该怎么办
？I said, Lord, what should I do?
主说，你去道歉。
The Lord says, go say sorry.
我说主，我从来没有跟任何人道过歉。
I said, Lord, I've never said sorry to anybody.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经验过
？Have you experienced this?
我就跪了一个下午。
I knelt the whole afternoon.
哎，我听见我父母亲在外面做事情，他们讲话，我就一点力量都没有。
I heard my parents walking around outside and talking, and yet I had no strength.
到了要吃晚饭的时候
，and it was dinner time.
主给我一点力量。
Then the Lord gave me some strength.
我爬起来。
I got up from my knees.
就在客厅坐着，我走过去也不远，但是我觉得好远啊。
Even though my father was sitting in the living room, he wasn't that far, but I felt it was a long way up.
站在他面前。
So I went over to him.
我就叫了一声爸爸。
So I called him dad.
他就抬起头来看我，其实他很温和。
He looked at me.
他说什么事
？He said yes.
我说爸爸，我错了。
I said, Dad, I was wrong.
那天忽然之间，主的同在回来。
That day, suddenly, the presence of God returned.
你知道这个叫做挖根基。
This is digging the foundation.
这个叫做磐石。
This is the rock.
如果没有圣灵光照我们，你我的努力都是白费的。
In the absence of the Holy Spirit shining His light on you, your efforts is all in vain.
你知道要认错，要不发脾气多难吗
？You know how difficult it is to say sorry and not to blow up.
第二次是发生在西雅图。
The second time when I was in Seattle.
我已经蒙召了，全时间出来侍奉主。
I was already called and I came out.Full-time,
我们中间，我们那时候三位全时间的工人，
then,
我是最年轻的。
I was the youngest of the three full-time workers.、
啊、有一次我为着弟兄的安排一个侍奉、啊、我听了另别人的一个评语，我就觉得这个弟兄不公平。
And because of the arrangement of the service, I heard a comment from another brother. I felt that I was doing a disservice.
其实那时候我对事物的领会认知力非常的弱的。
I was very weak in my understanding of the full picture.
但是我觉得我是最有理的。
But I thought I was most reasonable.
我不晓得年轻弟兄姊妹，你会不会常常有这个感觉？看好多事情都不合理。
Young people, do you have this feeling that a lot of things are just unfair?
其实我们对人情世故很多东西属灵的征战一点都不知道的。
We really are very ignorant to interpersonal relationships and even spiritual warfare.
我那时候常常有一个不平则鸣的，我一定要讲话。
I thought it was so unfair and I had to speak.
所以有一天同工开会。
So we had a co-workers meeting one day.
我就找个机会就发作了。
I found an opportunity to blow up.
针对我们的弟兄啊，厉害的起来指责他。
And very angrily, I came up and I really rebuked him.
指责到我们弟兄啊都不说话。
To the point that my brother didn't say anything.
他只说事情不是这样。
And he said that's not how it was.
后来他们都不说话。
Nobody said anything.
我们同工聚会就结束了。
So our co-workers meeting ended.
我回到家一样没有主的同在。
When I went home, I lost God's presence.
但是那时候我学会穿上一件属灵的外衣。
But that time, I learned to put on a spiritual coat.
我来聚会装作没事。
I came to the meeting and I pretended that nothing happened.
看见弟兄仍然跟他打个招呼。
And I greeted my brother when I saw him.
连主日侍奉都这样。
The same was during the Sunday meeting.
过了主周末。
After that weekend was over.
第二周我跟主说，主我怎么办？
But the next weekend, I said, Lord, what should I do?
主这一次没有说话。
This time the Lord didn't say anything.
因为我以前学过一次。
Because I learned this once before.
主说你自己知道该怎么办。
The Lord says, you know what you need to do.
但是我的面子太大了，就是不肯去 say sorry.
But I couldn't put down my face. I was unwilling to say sorry.
结果电话响。
So the phone rang.
那位被我误会、被我指责的弟兄打电话。
The brother that I rebuked and I misunderstood, he called me.
他说弟兄，主感动我。
He said, brother, the Lord moved me.
那件事情不美。
That thing that happened was not nice.
哎呀，我里面的石头立刻落下来了。我跟弟兄说，谢谢你打电话来，我要跟你说一个对不起。
And immediately the rock inside of my heart fell out and I said, brother, thank you for calling me. I was the one who was wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，马太福音第五章到第七章 每一句话你都可以经历主。
So Matthew 5, 6 and 7, every single phrase can be experienced.
非常非常的真实。
Very, very real.
在这些里面，这个叫做生命的操练。
Over these, we call it the exercise of life.
好，或者我们再加一个词啊，就是属灵生命的操练。
Or to say it is the exercise of your spiritual life.
如果你从来没有这个操练，你凭着恩赐，凭着智慧，凭着知识服侍，弟兄姊妹，很漂亮，会垮下来。
And yet, without this exercise of your spiritual life, you may be very gifted, you may use your knowledge, even the messages that you've heard, all these are just outward beauty.
人可以称赞。
Man can praise.
撒旦在那里也称赞。
Satan can also praise you.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
根基的事情都是别人看不见。
Foundations are things that people cannot see.
但是你学到了，那就是你的。
But once you learn it, it becomes yours.
那就是在你里面生命的成长。
And this is the growth of the life of Jesus Christ in you.
第五章，这个是对付己的情绪。
So chapter 5 deals with your moodiness or your emotions in your life.
弟兄姊妹，在雅各书里面讲到，要为我们的在葡萄园里面擒拿那个小狐狸，那小狐狸是什么？就是你我的己。
In the Song of Songs, it says we have to catch the little foxes in us. And what are the little foxes? These are the self in you and I.
我早期不懂啊，我觉得呢，小狐狸都是别人。
In my early years, I thought other people are those little foxes. They are the ones causing troubles.
不是的。
No.
弟兄姊妹，那个小狐狸就在我的里面。
Those little foxes are inside of us.
第六章又讲了七样事情。
Chapter 6 talks about also 7 different items.
第一个，我们行善。
Make doing alms.
我们把财物、把关心给别人。
Giving our financial things as well concerns to others.
第二个祷告。
Our prayers.
第三个禁食。
Fasting.
第四个你的心、你的财宝在哪里。
Wherever your heart is, there your treasure is.
第五个你用今世的眼光还是属地的眼光来过地上的生活。
And fifthly, are you using the earthly perspective to live this life?
你用现实的眼光还是用永世的眼光来看事情。
Are you looking at things from the practical perspective or eternity?
第六个
Six.
我们心是不是有两个爱？
Do you have two loves from your heart?
是马门是你爱的，主也是你爱的。
Do you love Mammon as well as the Lord?
第七个
Seventh.
我们会不会寻求神的国和神的义？
Are you seeking after God's kingdom?
弟兄姊妹，这些也非常实际。
These things are also very important.
这关乎我们心的问题。
This concerns the matter of the heart.
弟兄姊妹们，今天属灵的根基啊，主要摸我们的是摸我们的心。
In our spiritual foundation, what he touches is our heart.
如果事情摸不到我们心，那个事情在我们身上不会造成属灵生命的长进。
If that thing does not touch your heart, then it will not cause you to have spiritual growth.
所以有的时候，你越爱，主就越摸一下这个东西。
So therefore, the thing that you love the most is the thing that he wants to touch your heart.
我早期读到雅各的经历啊。
When I read the story of Jacob when I was young.
我一方面感觉我很像雅各。
On one hand, I thought I was very much like Jacob.
一方面我又很怕做雅各。
And I was, yet I was afraid to live the life of Jacob.
雅各的心是很特别的。
Jacob's heart is very particular.
他爱一个人的时候就爱得死去活来的，对不对？
When he loves somebody, he really loves that person.
他为着拉结啊，可以服侍他的岳父七年呢、啊。
For getting Rachel, he could serve his father-in-law for 7 years.
无怨无悔啊。
And he was willing to do that.
我们年轻姊妹，如果你找到一个这样男孩子啊，你就偷笑了。
For the young sisters, if you can find a brother like that, you really need to, should be happy.
但是到时候，他越爱拉结，主就让拉结走得越早。
And yet, the more he loved Rachel, the earlier God took Rachel away from him.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要这样？
Why?
我早期读圣经，我说主啊，你好残忍啊！
At first, I thought, "Wow, God, you're so cruel."
如果你这样对我，我怎么受得了呢？
If you deal with me this way, how can I stand it?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise.
我们的神爱我们。
Our God loves us.
他绝对不是要抢我们的宝贝。
He does not want to just grab away our treasures.
他是要把更好的给我们。
But yet he wants to give you the better one.
所以你学会啊，在心的事情上面，能放手的就放手，不争。
If you're willing to just let go and not strive with the Lord, do it.
弟兄姊妹们，用一个勇士的眼光来看今生的事情。
We can look at today's things from an eternal perspective.
现在的年轻男孩子可能不像我们那个时候。
The young boy, men nowadays may not be like when we were young.
有的人还没大学毕业，爸爸就送他一部新车了。
For some who's not even a college grad yet, the father gave him a new car.
他开不到三个月就撞车就撞毁了。
And after
一点都不在乎。
After 3 months, the car's crash and he was over with.
你知道我第一次买了一部旧车，那像我的新娘子一样。我一放学就去看那个车的，那时候还没结婚，还好不是他，他不用生气，
不生气不生气。When I had my first car, an old car, I treated that car like my fiance, my wife.
我跟我同年纪的弟兄们差不多个个都是这样。
All of my peers were just like me.
第一次有一部车，哎呀，那真是宝贝的不得了。
The first car they really treasure.
我认识一个弟兄，他会修车，我每天找他帮我这个整那个换。他说你是要把你车弄得零缺点，对不对？我说对。
I had a brother who's a mechanic, and I had every little problem I would want to ask him to help me because I wanted my car to be perfect.
结果后来呢，我住在就在住 Mount Terrace.
And at that time, I was living in Mount Terrace.
说我为我的父母亲来买了一部车。
Because my parents were coming, we bought them a car.
我宝贝的不得了。
I treasured it a lot.
结果对面住一个单亲妈妈，她一个儿子十岁。
And so there is a single mom living across from us, and she has
emotional problems.
He had emotional problems.
啊，他看到我买车，天天去摸那个车，他趁我不在的时候，用脚踹了一脚，然后用石头丢他。
So he, when I wasn't around, one time he threw a rock into my car.
这个叫我哈、啊、痛苦不堪呐、
啊。I felt so painful.
我在主面前，真的是过不去。
I couldn't get over it.
我去找那个孩子，我说我要把你抓到警察局去。
I went to the kid and said, I'm going to take you to the police.
他说你有什么证据是我做的？
He said, What proof do you have that I did?
我说整个 neighborhood 大家都知道你是个 bully、啊。
He said, Everybody in this neighborhood knows that you're the bully.
他妈妈道歉也没用。
It was useless that his mom said sorry to me.
因为我没有勇士眼光。
Because I did not have an eternal perspective to look at things.
后来我们有一个弟兄告诉我。
After what a brother told me.
他是个 accountant.
He was an accountant.
他说你这 damage 啊，大概500块钱。
He said, this damage is probably what, $500?
如果你这个车用十年的话。
If you use this car for 10 years.
Average 下来一年才50块，微不足道。
$50 a year? Nothing to it.
他只有十年的眼光就把我解开了。
With the perspective of how 10 years of usage, he helped me to overcome my issue. 所以
说你的眼睛是身上的灯。
So the Lord says the eyes is the light of your heart.
你的眼睛如果看勇士，你就亮了。
If your eyes looking at eternity, your eyes will be bright.
你的眼睛看地上，你就黑了。
If your eyes looking on earth, you'll be dark.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常非常重要，但是这个非常摸心的。
This is so important, and yet it really touches your heart.
马太福音啊，你好好读，我们就感觉这一堂课是 master class.
If you really read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, you realize this class is a master class.
我们学乐器的，你知道，你学到一个程度，有人介绍你上一堂 master class, 一个钟头是你练十年琴的。
If you're studying music and you have an opportunity to participate in a master class, having 1 year will really be equivalent to 10 years of learning.
One hour of lecture practicing.
It's equivalent to maybe 10 years of your learning.
弟兄姊妹们，真是这样。
It's really like that.
因为这是主亲自的教导。
Because this is God's personal teaching.
马太在他晚年的时候，教会面临危机的时候，他把他在主那里学来的告诉我们。
When Matthew was in his aged years and knowing that the church was meeting a crisis, he told us what he has learned from the Lord.
有了这些生命的学习，这是彼得讲的，有了信心要加上德性。
And with these learnings in our spiritual life, with our faith, we can also add on to this word.
你没有德性，你有知识，是破坏你自己。
Without that, and only the words, then you will really destroy yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这个点上面，今天看见生儿女的缺乏，何等的厉害。
On this point, we realize that we are such lacking today.
这是今天仇敌说拆毁、拆毁，直到根基。
That's why the enemy today is saying, raise it all the way to the foundation.
而这说这个话的是以东人，就是我们自己的肉体。
and a person who speaks that was Edomite, and that is our flesh.
肉体不喜欢生命的根基。
The flesh does not like the foundation of life.
他也不愿意啊。
Nor will it.
他不能顺服。
And cannot obey.
那么第七章。
Chapter 7.
在那里也讲了七件事情。
Talks about also seven things.
这是讲到我们侍奉和属灵的追求。
It talks about our service and our spiritual pursuit.
第一个，我们不要去论断别人。
First, we are not to judge others.
我们知道我们要分辨。但是我们不要去论断。
We need to discern but not judge.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，诊断和论断是不一样的。
It's different when you put things in order and yet to judge something.
如果我去看医生，医生说我看你很好嘛，是没病，回去，你说这个是烂医生对不对？他不会诊断。
If you're sick, you go to the doctor. He says, No, you're okay. Then something is wrong because the doctor failed to diagnose you.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们基督徒常常把这个混在一起。
A lot of times we Christians mix up the two.
我们不分辨
we don't know how to
discern, 但是我们去论断
but yet we judge.
所以我们常常得罪主得罪人对不对
Other times we wrong the Lord and others.
我们要求主在这个点上教我
May the Lord teach us over this.
然后我们要为别人拔刺
And if we want to take out the beam,
我们要修正别人
We want to really correct others and help others.
然后我们有属灵的交通
And then we need to have spiritual fellowship.
我们什么叫属灵的追求呢我们要求要寻找要叩门
As we seek, we need to seek and knock.
我们与人相处呢，你要人别人怎么待我们，我们就怎么待别人。
And in a relationship, we need to treat others how they want to treat us, the same way.
主讲到最重要。
And finally,
今天在侍奉中要学习进窄门，走小路。
And in our service, we need to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
弟兄姊妹，那些容易的。不一定是对的。
The easy ways may not be the right way.
那些今天人欢迎的人这个受人欢迎受人喜欢的东西不一定是窄门。
Those that are welcomed by men may not necessarily be the narrow gate.
不仅要住进窄门而且要走窄小路。
Not only we are to enter the narrow gate, we are to walk the narrow way.
这些叫我们在生命信心上有许多的操练。
In our spiritual life, there are a lot of opportunities to learn and exercise.
最后主告诉我们呢，要留意果子。
And finally, the Lord says we need to pay attention to the fruit.
好，我们要谨慎分辨。
We need to be careful and to discern.
好，我们不是看一时的这个外面的现象。
Look at a one-shot deal outwardly.
结出果子来。
But we need to see the fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，在初期的教会历史中
，In early church history,
保罗被巴拿巴带到了。安提阿。
When Paul and Barnabas was brought to Antioch,
他们和当地的弟兄姊妹聚会追求了一年。
They met and gathered with the saints there for a year.
安提阿的教会有非常好属灵的根基。
The Antioch Christians had very good spiritual foundation.
他们就从门徒被人称作基督人。
From being a disciples, they became Christians.
从他们的身上，人看见了基督。
From their lives, people can see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是属灵的根基。
This is spiritual foundation.
你有了这个，你在明白神永远的旨意，你就成为贵重的器。
With that, in order to understand God's eternal purpose, you become a very costly vessel.
我盼望我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们在这些点上有丰丰。
And I hope brothers and sisters over these points will have a lot of abundant experiences.
我们有一些祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不仅救我们。
Not only you saved us.
你要把你自己丰盛的生命作为祝福赐给我们。
You want to bless us with your abundant life.
所以你用你的话语教导我们。
So you teach us with your word.
开启我们。
Reveal to us,
让我们来明白你的话语，并且遵行你的话语。
So that we can understand and do accordingly.
让我们在生命中有好的学习和操练。
In order that our life can have good exercises.
主啊，好叫我们把根基立在你这磐石上。
Lord, we want to build our foundation on your rock.
主啊，我们是你手中的工作。
Lord, we are the work of your hands.
愿你自由地在我们身上定义做工。
Lord, Lord, do freely what you will in our lives.
即便有时候我们心会受苦。
Even though sometimes we suffer.
主，我们向你说我们愿意。
Lord, we want to say we are willing.
好叫你在我们身上得着心满意足。
So that you'll be satisfied in our lives.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.